me están poniendo algo ahí.
This week's Parshas, Parshas Re'eh, the Torah says, Lo siskodudu, meaning that you shouldn't have different factions, groups of people, practicing different types of halakha. Like we know, there are different opinions about different halakhas, of what you could eat, what you can't eat. But to have the people in one bezdin or in one city, some people are doing like this and some people are doing like that, you shouldn't do. It's a very complicated sugya in Masechta Yevamos. One of the discussions is, if you have Sfardim and Ashkenazim davening in the same minyan, so could you have the, say it's like this minyan, it's a Sfardi minyan, but we have some Ashkenazim here who are davening, so should they daven Sfardi or they should daven Ashkenazi? So the Chasam Sofer says, if you're davening with a, if you're an Ashkenazi and now you're part of a Sfardic kehila and you're going to be there permanently, then you should really daven like the Sfardim, even the silent Shemon Esrei. From Moshe Feinstein says, anything that's allowed, you should daven with the community, but the silent Shemon Esrei, you could daven your own. The one exception is if you're the Chazan, if you're the Chazan in the Sfardi Shul, and you daven Ashkenazi, so when you say repeat the Shemon Esrei, you should do like the Sfardim. But Moshe Feinstein said, even the silent Shemon Esrei, you should do like the Sfardim also if you're the Chazan, because the point of the silent Shemon Esrei for the Chazan is to prepare L'hazdir Tfiloso, so therefore whatever Shemon Esrei he's going to say out loud, he should say silently also. There's another very interesting halacha that you, when you get married, you follow the minhagim of your husband. Right, so if your husband's Sparty and he eats kidneys on Pesach, you could eat kidneys also. You follow but Rav Abadi told me once, he thought for Nusach HaTfila, if you're a woman, an Ashkenazi woman, and you're marrying a Sfardi, so Rav Abadi told me he thought you don't have to change your Nusach. Because following the minhagim of the husband is an iser v'heter, what's permissible, what's not. This is not iser v'heter, this is just a question of nusach hatfilah. So that Rav Abadi said, if you want, the woman wants to keep her minug of how she davened beforehand, she could do so.